It was a very good first half, and to get 3-0 up, I think we then sort of took our foot off a bit, and we got punished by their scoring their goal. I think if they don't score their goal, another 5 minutes we could have been a bit more comfortable, but it was a bit panic stations at the end, but we've got the 3 points.
Was there ever a sort of a moment in the defensive area where you think, hang on, this is all going to get a bit nervy, or did you always feel relatively comfortable?
No, I think once it gets to 3-2, I think there's a little thing in the back of your mind thinking we don't want to concede another one. But I can't remember them too many shots. I think they only had three shots and two of them target, and I thought they were two really good finishes by their men. And it does just make you a bit more panicky, and then their towers are up, so it just makes it a bit more difficult. But luckily, our first half performance allowed us to have a little bit of a slip up in the second half.
You mentioned obviously the FC Halifax finishes being very good. I thought Aldershot's three goals were very, very good as well, especially Charlie Walker's.
Yeah, he's a natural finisher, Charlie. That's his game, and if we can get the ball to him in the box, he's clinical and he can finish them off.
From a defensive point of view, obviously you've come to the club in the summer. What are you seeing from the defensive players around you?
Yeah, I think we're young, but we're definitely getting the hang of it. Not me, I'm not young, I'm the old one, but everyone else is young. But I think the more you play, the more confident you get, and I think we're gelling as a team, both defensive and attacking.
As the more senior member of the defence, are you sort of, do you have sort of like a almost like a you know a leadership sort of role out there to guide some of the younger players around you?
I think the gaffer would like me to be like that, maybe a bit more, because I'm not sort of like a rant and raver. But I think through your performances, you sort of try half to tell people where they go. You don't have to be sort of, you can just be in their ear, sort of like just telling them where to go. And if I can help him, it can only benefit everyone.
And in terms of sort of the midfielders in front of you, Jake Gallagher had a very, very good game in front of the back four. Are you finding you're getting a lot of support? All the other players are doing their defensive shift as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I thought Jake, Jim, Charlie. I thought we, especially first half, had a lot of good performance. Shea, that right back, I thought I was very impressed with some of these tackling. But yeah, I think generally with the young team, sometimes we might be naive in some sort of things, but generally we're very fit. And I think that was shown today, where people are going to give 100% and commit.
I mean, a word about sort of joining the shots in the summer. Obviously, you were at Forest Green last year. They had a very, very successful season. I mean, in terms of sort of the move, how did the move come about to Aldershot Town?
Well, Forest Green, I was out of contract, and it was quite a way away from home. And I've got a little car school now, so we drive around at 25 in the morning, so it's quite nice. But yeah, obviously, Aldershot's a big club for this level. We all know about like different clubs financially are strong, like your Forest Greens and like your Wrexham. But when people come here, they want to play. It's a lovely pitch, and it's got a big fan base.
In terms of the fan base, how important was it to get the first home win of the season today?
Of course, because you want your fans, you want as many fans as you can through the gates, and the more games you win, the more you get.
You've played here against Aldershot Town a number of times. I mean, is it a difficult place for away players to come, or is it a case of they come, they see the pitch, and they think, oh, this is going to be fun?
I think it depends on what team comes here, sort of thing. All I can remember was how big the pitch is. So the smaller pitch, the better it is for me. So that was one of the negatives of coming here. But like that can happen. If you get a couple of early goals and you're moving it from side to side, it does get a bigger pitch. So yeah, that's what we need to do. We need the team to come here thinking, oh, I don't want to go to Aldershot. But it has got sort of like a nice factor where people want to play their football here.